Hi, I'm Craig Lowen. I'm a summer intern working here at Microsoft on the Windows console team. I'm wrapping up my internship, and I'm here to show you in this video what's new in command line for the Fall Creators Update. You're going to see tons of different improvements across all the command line interfaces, and this video is really here just to highlight three important features. So the first and the most apparent change is that the Windows console is getting a new default color scheme. So on the left is the legacy scheme that's running on most computers today, and on the right is the new default scheme. We made this change because we wanted to improve the readability on modern LCD displays, since the legacy scheme was created about 20 plus years ago, and screen technology has come a long way since then. In general, you're going to see these changes on a clean install. This is because if you have any settings present, we don't want to override them, and so when there aren't any settings present, only then will the custom color settings be applied. But don't worry, if you want to upgrade your color scheme, you can always use Color Tool to do that. It's an open source tool created by the Windows Console team, and it's available at github.com/Microsoft/console, and you can use it to change your scheme on Windows Console. Let's take a look at how that will work. So I'm here using Windows PowerShell. It doesn't look quite like PowerShell because I've edited the custom colors to show off the new default color scheme. That's why I'm missing the classic PowerShell blue in the background. I'm going to run a tool called Pester. So Pester is going to output a bunch of different tests, and it's going to show off the new colors quite nicely. Green is showing that these tests passed. And there we run into some errors. So let's say that I want to change up my color scheme. Well, it's easy to type in color tool, space, and then the name of the color scheme that you want to apply. In this case, solarized light. And you can get an entirely different scheme. This is pretty amazing. And where it's really awesome is that we've also included a scheme called Deuteranopia. So here, it's spelled like this. This scheme is targeted towards users who have a difficulty telling the difference between red and green. And so it's showing off a stark contrast between those two colors. And the reason for this is red and green are so often used for pass and fail inside of command line interfaces. Microsoft has a huge commitment to universal design and making sure that our applications are usable by everybody. And that's why I'm really proud to announce that we've increased narrative support inside of Windows Console. Because this is a console improvement, you'll be able to use this increased support inside of any console application, which includes PowerShell, Command Prompt, or even ones that you've designed yourself. So let's take a look at how that works using the Windows Subsystem for Linux. So here I've opened the Windows Subsystem for Linux, and I'm running Ubuntu. And you can see that I've made a small shell script called Demo Test. When I run this, you'll find that it outputs a long message as a bunch of tests, and then right at the end, one of them fails. And so as a developer, we don't really care as much about the first few messages, but we really care about the one at the end saying that the test failed. And so before, Windows Narrator would have read everything from top to the bottom, which is a little tedious. And now we've included the ability to use Windows Narrator to navigate each line of the Windows console. So I'm going to start Windows Narrator.
Starting narrator.
And then I can actually independently move it up and down and see each line and have that read out to me.
The test ran into a problem. Starting one last test. The test ran into a problem. This test failed. The test ran into a starting one last test. The test ran into a problem.
This is pretty amazing. And we hope that you can see a lot of productivity improvements for someone who is visually impaired and using the Windows console. And that brings us to our last feature for this video, and that's the fact that multiple distributions of Linux are going to be available inside of the Windows Store for the Windows Subsystem for Linux. So let's take a look at how you could use those. So I'm at my desktop, and I can actually open up the Start menu and see some of these distributions. I've installed Ubuntu and OpenSUSE, and you can actually run them at the same time if you want. And you can enjoy some of their different functionalities. So I can enjoy their different package managers. I can use app search for Jekyll on one, and I can use zipper search for Jekyll on the other. And I can actually do these both at the same time. We've also made sure that it's easy to use Windows binaries inside of the Windows Subsystem for Linux and Linux applications inside of the Windows environment. So to show that off, I'm going to open up Command Prompt. I'm going to run ipconfig, which will just show me the IP configuration that I have on my computer. And I'm going to pipe that into OpenSUSE and run the grep tool. And so this will only show lines that have IP in them. And then I'm going to run that into Ubuntu, and I'm going to run the lolcat command. And this command will output all the text in a bunch of different colors. And there we go. So in under a second, I've run a Windows executable, I fed that into one distribution of Linux, and then taken that output and fed that into another distribution of Linux, which is pretty amazing. And that's all the features that we're showing off. I hope it makes you excited for the Fall Creators Update and all the command line interface improvements that you're going to see then. If you want to learn more, you can always check out the blog at aka.ms/CLIblog. There we'll post all of our command line related news. And if you want to follow up with me personally, you can reach me on Twitter. I'm at Craig A. Lowen. Thank you so much.